Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper daily briefing for Monday, July 13th, 2026. A lot happening in the community today. We're going to talk about your digital preparedness, something that doesn't get nearly enough attention. We've got homesteading content from some builders and off-grid innovators, and we'll touch on EDC, communications, and a surprisingly useful pantry item that Rose Red Homestead put on the map this morning. Let's get into it. We're going to start with something that hits close to home for this channel specifically, because the Urban Prepper dropped a video today that is genuinely important and often overlooked. It's called 10 Things Every Prepper Needs to Digitally Back Up. The focus is on what most preppers don't have covered, your digital life. The video walks through the 10 most important files every prepper should have backed up, how to build a digital emergency binder, and the 3-2-1 backup method for protecting your most critical documents. Think about it. Most people in this community have water, food, and gear sorted. But if your house burns down or a disaster displaces you for weeks, do you have access to your insurance documents, your medical records, your identification? That's exactly the territory this video covers: solid, practical, and directly actionable. Staying in that digital and technology space for a moment, Ham Radio 2.0 is hosting a discussion tonight as part of their Hot Topics series. The question on the table is whether calling CQ is exclusive to HF or whether it's used on VHF and UHF as well. This is a legitimate debate inside the Ham Radio community, and Jason is bringing multiple voices onto the channel to talk through it. If you're licensed and active on radio, or if you're working toward your license, this is the kind of nuanced operational knowledge that matters when you're actually trying to communicate during an emergency. Worth tuning in live if you can catch it. The Tech Prepper also put out an introductory video this weekend laying out what the channel is all about: practical, off-grid communications, and preparedness. If you've been looking for a channel focused specifically on that intersection, that's a good starting point for getting oriented to what they cover. Now let's talk food storage, because Rose Red Homestead put out a video this morning that is exactly the kind of content we love to see. Simple, specific, and genuinely useful. The question is, why store coffee filters? And the answer, it turns out, goes well beyond coffee. The video walks through multiple uses for coffee filters in both everyday situations and emergency preparedness contexts, including what they call the number one reason to have them in your storage. If coffee filters aren't already in your supplies, this video gives you concrete reasons to add them. From pantry items to the homestead itself, Homesteady is documenting their off-grid build in Alaska, and the race to finish before the short summer window closes is on. They're working to fit as much progress into each week as possible, and the channel is following that build in real time. If you're interested in what it actually looks like to construct and develop a homestead in a demanding climate with a hard seasonal deadline, this is that story. Wilson Forest Lands put out a video this weekend that gets into territory a lot of homesteaders and off-gridders haven't fully thought through: wood-fired water heaters. The channel has been running one at a remote off-grid ranch for nearly 30 years, and the video covers what they've learned in that time that most people don't talk about. Long-term, real-world experience with off-grid infrastructure is hard to find, and this is a direct account of it. Also, in the off-grid build space, the Building a Dream channel is documenting a solo container house conversion, and this week, internal walls went up for the first time. It's a meaningful milestone in a container build, the point where the space starts to function like a home rather than just steel boxes. If you're interested in alternative construction and off-grid living structures, this series is following that process start to finish. Another homestead is doing something quite different. They're digging out a cave on their rural homestead in Italy. This week's update covers the ongoing excavation, which they describe as one of the most physically demanding projects they've taken on. Underground storage and natural shelter are legitimate preparedness considerations, and watching a real team work through that at scale is genuinely useful context for anyone thinking about similar infrastructure. our self-reliant life put out a video asking what happened to Source Hydropanels. For anyone who isn't familiar, Source Hydropanels are atmospheric water generation devices that pull moisture from the air and convert it to drinking water using solar power. It's a technology with real off-grid relevance, and this video takes a look at where things stand with the company and the product. Water independence is a foundational preparedness goal, so developments in this space are worth tracking. Now, on the skills side of things, Dave Canterbury put out a video specifically aimed at people new to bushcraft, survival, and camping. The video addresses one of the most common beginner questions he receives: what gear do you actually need? The framework he uses breaks it down into wants, needs, and skills, and that distinction is something experienced preppers know well. Essential gear for beginners. What can be learned versus purchased, and the role of skill development in reducing gear dependency are all on the table. Even if you're not new to this, it's a useful video to share with people who are just getting started. And speaking of getting started, the Bug Out Location put out a video asking why most people don't become preppers until something happens first. Whether it's a power outage, a storm, a job loss, or something else. The video explores the experiences that typically push people into this community. It's a thoughtful framing of how preparedness awareness usually develops. In the EDC space, Best Damn EDC put out a 2026 update showing what they actually carry in their pockets right now. This is a real current loadout, not a theoretical build, and that's the value of this kind of video. Seeing what someone actually commits to carrying day to day and how that has evolved over time is useful data for anyone refining their own carry. The channel has a sponsor relationship with Worksharp and Big Idea Design noted in the video, so keep that in mind as you watch. Now, a few channels in the data today are focused on current events and geopolitical content, including Full Spectrum Survival and Pinball Preparedness. That's not territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, those channels are worth a look. Let me circle back to one more thing from today's community content. Frontier Preppers put out a short-form piece titled Five Things You Need Right Now. The description points to their Amazon storefront and backup power, which is consistent with a gear-focused preparedness list. Short form, quick hits, and it has a backup power angle, which is always relevant. On the community discussion front, Reddit was quiet today. No standout threads or debates to pull from this morning, and there are no podcast episodes in today's data. We'll pick that back up when the community gets active. The dominant theme in the community today is clearly digital preparedness. Between the Urban Prepper's video on backing up your documents and the conversations happening around communications and technology, there's a clear signal that this community is thinking about the gaps in their preps that don't involve physical supplies. That's an important conversation, and it's one we'll keep tracking. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Thanks for spending your morning with me. See you tomorrow.